We're doing Avat Chesed, and we're holding the end of the Chafetz Chaim's introduction. The Chafetz Chaim is going to explain now the verses that discuss how we are supposed to go in God's footsteps. So we had, in the last few weeks, we had a few verses that said, go in my footsteps. God tells us to go in His footsteps. So one verse the Chafetz Chaim quoted is Lelecht Bechol Drachav, to go in all of God's ways. And the Chafetz Chaim now writes in the footnote, Ve'agav, and by the way, Ave'er Shlosha Psukim Sheyesh B'inyan Zeh. I want to explain three verses regarding this point, She'tzachim Avana, that really we have to understand. Di'inei B'tchilat Parshat Ekev K'tiv. In the beginning of the Parsha of Ekev, the Torah tells us, V'shamartat Mitzvot Hashem, watch the mitzvot of Hashem, your God, L'alechet B'drachav U'lirauto, to go in His ways and fear Him. Hinei Katuv, Halicha B'drachav Kodem Yira. So it says, first go in His ways, and then it says, fear Him. Uvachamishi, and in Chamishi of that parsha it says, notice the Chafetz Chaim, as he always does, he does not tell us the Christian chapter, he tells us the Jewish Aliyah. And in Chamishi of that parsha it says, and the printer stuck in, Devarim chapter Yud, verse Yud Beis, I guess they missed the point, Chafetz Chaim purposely didn't do that. Ve'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem Elokecha shoel mi'imach, kim li'ra'at Hashem Elokecha lalecht b'chol drachav u'la'avarto. And now Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, what does God want from you? He wants you to fear Him, to go in all of His ways. So the Torah over here switched the order. It says, God wants you to fear, and then go in all of His ways. Shenitna Torah lichtov alicha b'drachav, achar yira v'kodem ava. Here the Torah says, fear Hashem, go in all of His ways, and love Him. So the first verse said, go on His ways and fear Him. The next verse says, fear, go on His ways, love. Uvishvi, and in Shvi of that parasha it says, Kim shamotish mund kol mitzvah zot. Now if you watch this mitzvah, le'avat Hashem lokechem, to love Hashem your God, lalecht b'chol drachav, to go on all His ways, u'ldov kavo, and to cling to Him. Harei dichtiv, over here in the end of the parasha it says, halicha b'drachav, to go in God's ways, achar ha'ava, after loving Hashem, v'kodem advekutim, before being close to Hashem, before sticking to Hashem. V'nirei diyesh shalosh madrigot v'avodat Hashem. So now the Chafetz Chaim wants to say that these three psukim really will teach us three levels in the service of Hashem. Echad, firstly, is ha'ira, fearing God. Ulamala mizen, above that is ahava, loving God. Ulamala mizen, above that is hadvikut b'Hashem, sticking to Hashem. So those are the three levels. V'achiluk bin ahava ladvikut hu, and the difference between loving Hashem and sticking to Hashem is, de'ahava nikra afilu k'shmitorah b'libo ha'ava l'Hashem nifrakim. Even when at times he's overtaken with love for Hashem. Think of the average couple. Ordinarily it's, good morning Todd, how are you? Thank you, Jane, I'm fine. How'd you sleep? Oh, it was fine. What's your plan today? I'm going to work. What's your plan today? I'm going to do shopping. Okay, have a good day. Love you, dear. Goodbye. Okay, that's an average day. And then one morning he wakes up and says, Jane, I had a dream that you died. I can't believe it. You're still here. I love you so much. I'm so happy you're here. Oh, so there are moments when he loves it. The rest of life is a certain lull. So he says, the love of Hashem, you can call a person that he loves Hashem, you could give him that title when sometimes he's overtaken with love. The guy wins the lottery, he says, God, I believe in you, you're going to make me win this lottery. He buys the ticket and the next day he wins. He says, oh, thank you so much, God. Okay, there are moments. So that, he says, could be a person that loves Hashem. Masha'en ken dveikut mikri, but that's not so when we speak about a person who's close to Hashem, that we say he's stuck to Hashem, that's imavat kua b'libot tamid, that's a person who always loves Hashem. That's a person who, God forbid, almost lost a loved one. And every morning he wakes up and says, Jane, I am so happy you are here next to me. You know, I have to stop this morning and thank God that He gave you to me as a gift. And she looks at him and says, honey, you said that yesterday. And he says, I meant it yesterday, and I mean it today. Ah, that's a connection. So there's a connection with Hashem that every day a person's close to Hashem. That's dveikut. That's a person who's already, he's come in contact with Hashem. He's close to Hashem. And through this, his nefesh becomes, it clings to Hashem. Ken katav Ramban, that's what the Ramban writes. V'ata yavo akol al-nachon be'ezrat Hashem. And now everything fits. De'at Torah melamdeinu she'adam eno zuche l'shum madriga ad she'yagil nafsho mitchila lalecht b'dachei tuvo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu liot rechum mechanun v'gomel tov. The Torah teaches us you can't get up to any step, you can't get to any level until you accustom yourself firstly to go in God's good ways, to be compassionate like God, to be caring like God, to do kindness like God. You want to get somewhere in your service of Hashem, first learn from God. First learn to be kind and compassionate like Him. And that's why the parasha of Ekev begins. God tells us in the beginning of the parasha, "Lalechet bidrachav ulyira oto." Go in God's ways and fear Him. Lehorot, that is to teach us, dilasig madrigat ha'ira, that to attain the first level, which we know the first level is to be a God-fearing person, to even attain that step number one, tzarich sheyakdimena amida tova hazo. You have to first proceed with this good trait to want to go in God's footsteps. And that's something which we see here at Machon Meir all the time. The guys that come to Machon Meir and want to learn about Judaism, want to learn how do I serve God, you will notice 99.9% of the time they have originally invested in being good people. There's something within them that says, I want to be good. So this guy volunteers in a soup kitchen, and that guy volunteers in Afghanistan helping children that are wounded, and every guy has his own thing where he's been volunteering and searching, God, how am I a good person? You'll see, talk to guys around you, you'll see every guy before he came here was trying to be a good person in a certain way, and eventually he came to the conclusion, hey, if I really want to know how to be a good person, there's a guidebook out there, it's called the Torah, let me learn more about it. That's what the Chafetz Chaim tells us, the parasha tells us. You want to attain step number one of being a God-fearing person, you got to first be a good person. Work on being a good person, going in God's footsteps. Ah, then you can move forward to being a God-fearing person. And then the Torah teaches us later on in the parasha, that even after he attains this level of being a God-fearing person, he shouldn't think to himself, now all I got to do is sit back and think, how am I going to be a God-fearing person? That's all that's left to do. So the Torah tells us, no. A person might think, now that I've attained this level, okay, let me leave the soup kitchens. Let me forget about everything else. Now all I got to work on is being a God-fearing person and to learn the Torah. I don't have to worry about anyone else. One of the problems that can happen when a person enters an academy is learning Torah is that now he's learning everything theoretical about being a good person and he stops being a good person. Because learning Torah can be very self-centered. I'm learning about how to be a better person. Okay, but I'm focused on me. I'm spending my time learning. So a person might think, well, I did step number one. I was kind to people. I got to step number two. I'm learning how to be a God-fearing person. Now let me focus on being a God-fearing person. That's what's left in life. V'lazeh ba'katuv, and that's why the Pasuk comes and teaches us, v'amal b'pasha chamishi, the Torah tells us in chamishi, v'ata Yisrael, and now Israel, what does God want from you? Li'irat Hashem lokecha, to fear God. L'alechet b'chol drachav, to go in His footsteps. After you've attained the level that you're a God-fearing person, you still have to go in His footsteps. Ulaava oto, and to love Him. Lehorot, this verse is teaching us, de'af mi shezacha liyirat Hashem, even a person who merited to attain the level of being a God-fearing person, v'tzrich la'alot lemadriga yoter gavoa mizeh, and he's trying to attain the next level, v'haynu ahava, he wants to attain a level where he loves God. U'mistama ishahu nivdal minenei olam, so in order to attain that, probably this person is separate from the world. He's focused on working on himself, on becoming a better person. Afal pichen, nonetheless, the Torah teaches us, lo yizkeh lemadrigat ahava, he cannot attain the level of love for Hashem, ad sheikayem ata gamken, till he learns how to perform now as well, lelechet bechol drachav, to go in God's footsteps to be a kind person. And this is a concept which I've said many times, that when we work on the service of Hashem, it is cyclical. You begin, you learn, you're not allowed to hit your friend. You begin, you learn, you're not allowed to take something that's not yours. And then you learn how to be nice to your friend and share with your friend. So that you learn when you're 2 years old and 3 years old. When you become bar mitzvah, you mature a little bit. So you learn that it's not nice to say something not nice about your friend. That's another way of not hurting your friend. You learn that you're not allowed to use your friend's item without his permission, and that's another form of taking something that's him. The same concept you learned when you were two or three, you relearn, but on a higher level. Well, it keeps going that way. That's a small example, but when it comes to all our traits, the higher the level we are on, the more we have to perfect those traits. The same things we learned when we started out. So this is a concept that's throughout Judaism. We constantly relearn and hone and perfect our traits. So that means even the traits that seem simple to us, well, you'll learn that there's more perfection to it. So Chazal teach us, how do you greet a person? When a person walked into the room, did you smile at him? Did you impart a good feeling to that person, or did you weaken him? So when you were 3 years old, that was beyond your thoughts. When you were 13, that was beyond your thoughts. What do you mean? I just failed the test. I don't feel like smiling. Now you're on a different level. You'll keep learning, you'll learn higher levels. So the Torah says, the Chafetz Chaim, the Torah is telling us that just like in order to attain the first level of being a God-fearing person, one had to first go in God's footsteps, so too to continue advancing to the level of being a person who loves Hashem, one has to continue going in God's footsteps. What does it mean to go in God's footsteps? To be compassionate, to be a kind person, as Rashi explains over there. And that's why over here, in the end of the parasha, the Torah tells us you have to go in his footsteps, and then you can love him. And we have to continue, but we're out of time, so we will Be'ezrat Hashem pick up over here next time.